Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Magnifique with me, your host, Gabrielle Forci. Hey, what is up? Welcome back. Today is going to be a April trend report episode. So that is just, we're going to talk about things we saw in April, like trend-wise, how we felt about it, and potential trends that we could prepare to see in May. Trends within fashion, pop culture, what have you. It's really just trends in general. But before that, I do need everybody to stop, drop everything that they're doing. Go ahead and like pause life and follow us on YouTube at Magnifique with Gabrielle Forci. I'll leave the link down below, as well as just go ahead and follow and rate the pod in general. I'd prefer a 5-star, but I can't tell you how to live your life, and I don't plan to. So if you could do that, on YouTube, we're posting cute little outfit of the days and all of the sorts on YouTube Shorts. So feel free to do that. We would love to have you. Yada, yada. Something that I've just been so excited to talk about is as I get older and just meet new people, I am shocked that there's such a cultural difference between sisters who grew up in a sister household and sisters who grew up in a brother household. So I just need to get it off my chest real quick. Sisters should not have to grow up in a brother household. I love that for you, but as a sister who grew up in a sister household, no memory can be better than playing dress up and putting makeup and painting my dad's nails. And doing fashion shows every time my mom took us shopping, and really just everything revolving around being a girl. My brother had a Xbox or some sort of gaming console, and guess what? We still took it over. I still had cooking games. I still had Barbie games. We still ran that house. So when I mean a sister should never have to live in a brother household, I mean it. Like, you don't have to grow up on Avatar. You don't have to grow up on G.I. Joe. And for that, I really feel sorry for you, but I think that you would look at me and you would feel the opposite. So that's fine, but I just needed to air out that there is a very stark difference because I'd never seen a single episode of Avatar in my entire life. But sisters who grew up in a brother house lived off of Avatar. And Pokemon. Girl, I didn't even know what Pokemon was until the 2016 Pokemon Go craze. So I really didn't have a point there. I just needed to point out that there is such a stark difference, and I don't think that girlies should have to live in a boy house. Feel free to ask Joe Biden for financial compensation if you did grow up in a brother house. How about that? Okay, next topic. I don't really have a good segue into any of these topics, so we're just going bullet point by bullet point. The full moon happened last Monday or last Tuesday, and it was apparently very powerful. It was a full moon in Scorpio, which was supposed to signify a rebirth. And when I tell you, I felt that, Mr. Krabs, I felt that rebirth, and I'm feeling ready to take on things that I've been a wee bit nervous about. Like I said, I am about to be in my wife era, which is so exciting. I'm so excited. But with that, I need a wife rebrand, you know? I think I have an idea about what I want my wife rebrand to be, which will be so fun to execute and not tell any of you about until it happens. But with the rebrand, I kind of want to get more into reading. I love the idea of reading. I think it's a cool thing to do. I think everybody should read. Everybody should be literate. But I don't typically like fantasy or like fictional books. I'm going to be so honest with you. Fake characters mean nothing to me if I have to read it on a page. It would need to be a really good book for me to care about a fictional character. So I think I might have to hit the nonfiction route, which doesn't make me super excited, because I feel like nonfiction is very factual and I don't care about facts. I care about facts. It'll be a fun journey. I'm excited to take this on, but who's to say? I do think that we should all create a collective effort in making a summer bucket list. I've been pondering the idea and I think I might do it. I think everybody got depressed when we stopped glamorizing bucket lists. You remember Judy Moody? That Disney Channel movie? Judy Moody had a bucket list and the movie was all about just having the best summer ever because she had a bucket list. And I think we kind of lost our sparkle when we stopped glamorizing summer and stopped having a bucket list. So this is your homework. Everybody make a summer bucket list and let me know what's on it. You don't have to let me know everything. Maybe just like one thing. And we'll reconvene back here next week. I'll have one thing for you. I will at least have one bucket list item for you. And I expect you to have the same. Okay, let's get into the episode. Let's get into what you came here for. Let's talk about trends that we saw in April and let's talk about how we felt about them. How did you feel? How did I feel? So first things first, I want to talk about Gen Z culture and slang. I know I have some millennial listeners. What's up? Ew. So take note here because there are new slang terms becoming more widespread on Gen Z TikTok. So let's talk about it. And it might just actually be my corner of TikTok, but then who's to say, because I'm a Gen Z and what I say goes, and this is my podcast. So let's talk about big back, the term big back, to call somebody big back. Honestly, it's just a new way of calling people or yourself fat. Listen, I've been telling y'all that skinny culture is returning. You should have known when the Ozempic phase started. The pendulum is swinging. We're going back to skinny culture. And the way that I've seen people use the term big back is talking about themselves, showing their quote-unquote big back activities while they're honestly just eating a pizza. How is eating pizza big backed? A singular slice of pizza is not big backed. It's really just rebranding fat shaming. So that's so fun. Really am obsessed with that for society. But I was talking to my husband. I'm just going to call him my husband. We're like a week away, so he's my husband now. So I was talking to my husband, and I kind of allude to it more later, but you know how like trend cycles kind of swing back and forth? It takes a while, but honestly, trends will come back time and time again. So I think when the body positivity movement started, we took the pendulum from skinny culture and said, ooh, we're swinging all the way to the other side. And we finally got there. We were finally secure and good. And body positivity movement was at its all-time high. And now everybody feels like they're the same. There's some stagnant. What is? Okay, I'm going to say this word and I know it's wrong, but tell me what the right word is. Stagnancy? Stagnation? Who's to say? But we were a little stagnant on the body positivity realm. And everybody felt a little too comfortable and kind of just like everybody else. So they said, how do I make myself different? And now the pendulum's moving back to skinny culture. So I don't think we're fully there yet, but I think as months and years go on, we're going to see more implementation of skinny culture and fat shaming. So get your therapist on speed dial. Okay, so that is big back, calling yourself big back. If I were to use the term, last night was full of big back activities. I had Taco Bell and I ate ice cream all after midnight. That is big back activities. I'm feeding my big back. Anyway, bop. Bop is the next slang term that is kind of going throughout Gen Z culture. I like the word bop. I think it's a cute, fun word. It's not a cute, fun meaning, though. Okay, hold my hand when I say this. We've brought back slut shaming. This time, boys can be bops too. It really just means a promiscuous person who loves to flirt and make their rounds. As an example, public enemy number one for bops. Actually, I didn't say that right. Anyway, Tara Yummy is the internet's favorite bop right now since she's apparently a really big flirt and sleeps around a lot. She is a bop. The internet couldn't tell me why they chose the term bop, where bop came from, if it's short for teeny bopper or someone who bops around. Who's really to say where it originated from? If you could tell me, That'd be sick. But I actually have no idea. But I like to say bop, which is so funny because bop also means a really good song. And if you're not really caught up, you're thinking, oh, bop is a good thing. Oh, they're calling me a bop. I must be slaying right now. No, they're calling you a slut. So I think everybody should be in their bop era. Bop. Okay, enough with Gen Z slang. Let's talk about trends, makeup trends, clothing trends, accessory trends, trends. We're seeing that black mascara is out. I've seen a lot of videos, a lot. According to the one video I saw by Isabella Jacobs on TikTok, cool girls are wearing brown mascara. Nobody's really wearing black mascara for summer. The longer I do podcasts, the more I'm realizing I'm like kind of cool. Because all of these newish trends I'm seeing and I'm like, wait, I've kind of already been doing this. Welcome. I'm so excited to have you. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. I've been doing black brown mascara. And the reason is that they're opting for brown mascara is because it's a bit more natural. So as summer approaches, we're looking for new ways to spice up the natural makeup scene. So black mascara is out. Brown is in. And I think we can probably predict more natural innovations for summer makeup. So throw out your black mascara. I just bought new black mascara, so I'm not throwing that out. I have a brown mascara ready for natural days. The next one is rings. I feel like rings are, they've always been for the cool people, but I think they're starting to lean into mainstream now. I saw a lot of people with ring stacks. And as somebody who's been a ring hater, and the love for rings have been pushed down my throat for the past couple years, I'm finally ready to admit that I really love ring stacks. And all throughout the month, every outfit of the day video that I've been using for research, sure, not that I'm watching TikToks in my free time and rotting my brain, every ring stacks that I've seen in OOTDs or really just ring stack tours, I've been obsessed with. I want to be a ring stack girl so bad, but I don't know where to start. And if you're like me and you want to be a ring stack girl or a ring stack guy and you don't really know where to start, I have prepared some questions. I haven't answered them yet. I've prepared them for us to answer here together. Okay, get your brains ready. We're going to do some thinking. Let me know your answers. So when you think of ring stacks, your perfect ring stack, So a ring stack is just the stacking of your rings on your fingers. So it'd be like, you know how traditionally once a woman gets married, she has a ring stack on her ring finger. So it's the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and then isn't there like a 1-year anniversary band? So that is a ring stack. You stack your rings to create something beautiful. So when I say how stacked do you want your rings? Really, just how jeweled up do you want your hands? I think in the perfect world, I would have at least one ring on every finger, but then maybe on my middle finger and on my ring finger, I'll have them really decked out. Maybe. Who's to say? I don't know. Rings are kind of expensive. So that's kind of how stacked I want. I at least want one on each, and then we'll figure it out from there. How's that sound? What metals do you want for your ring stacked? Are you mixing metals? Do you want gold? Do you want silver? I don't know any silver metals because I don't like silver jewelry. So what kind of silver metal would you want? Do you want yellow gold, rose gold, white gold? I want regular gold. To be completely honest, I'm more pinky undertone, so I think technically silver would match my skin tone more. I don't like silver jewelry. I think it looks really nasty on me. Clarifying, on me. So I would prefer to stick with just gold, yellow gold, please. And then last question, do you want the rings to have meaning? All or some? All of your rings to have meaning or some of your rings? I That's a thinker, because I just like things that look cool. Maybe I'll go with some of them will have meaning, and most of them will just be sick. But I have to really resonate with them. I'm going to buy them with intention. Okay, so I think we're ready to start stacking rings. So my perfect stack is I'll need at least 10 rings because of my 10 fingers in gold. And I want them to look really cool and unique to me, but they don't really have to have meaning. They can just look cool. Okay, moving on. The last trend that I saw in April was that crop tops are getting longer. At one point, crop tops were barely long enough to like cover your bra. And if it was like just long enough. Like if you moved a certain way, I was seeing your bra and that was fine. Like, cool. I accepted that. But now every outfit of the day I've seen, the top is just short enough to show your belly button. And I'm going to circle back to skinny culture here for a second. The trend is to wear this with kind of a low to mid-rise jean. So in order for the fit to quote-unquote look good, you have to quote-unquote be thin. Or sorry, I messed up the quote-unquotes, but I'm not fixing it. So that's kind of where I'm like, we're going to normalize skinny culture again. That's so fun. Really love that for us. Let's move into what we can anticipate from May. Not much. I'm going to be honest with you. Not much that we can anticipate in May. But first things first, the boat, she was making a return. I'm saying it now. I've said it. We talked about it in the March trend report. And I'd like to think I called it early because now I'm seeing it all over TikTok. They are absolutely not coming back in the way we once knew them. Unfortunately, you should still get rid of those 10-year-old Sperrys from high school. Because I think they're returning in a deeper, more elegant way. Think deep browns or rich navies. Definitely leaning into like the nautical preppy that we might see more of through the spring and the summer. I think like Cape Cod is going to be trending a lot more. And we've seen that kind of with the introduction of the oversized striped button-up that we've been seeing be the shirt of the summer. We're trying to bring back button-ups again. I think the natural progression is back to boat shoes. So keep an eye out. I think they look sick. I'm going to say it. I think the modern version of the boat shoes looks so cool, and you will probably see me sporting multiple colors with my fits. And I will keep you updated on my boat shoe journey. I know the return of this trend is going to ruffle some feathers, so do let me know your thoughts. I'm really excited. I think, like I said, the general theme of this summer and spring that we'll see a lot is more nautical, more classic preppy. And to be truthful, I think this will only apply to like people in their 20s. I don't think teens are going to follow this. No, I don't think this will bleed into high schoolers. And that's fine. I'm 25 years old now. I'm an adult. And I think at this point, as we start looking back at trends and what was cool and what is cool, we can start to see that the trend cycle is probably at 10 years ago now. So if you ever want to be a trendsetter, just go ahead and think back to what was cool 10 years ago. Modernize it a little bit and boom, you're a trendsetter. You are that girl. Everybody's looking to you for fashion advice. So that's kind of something I've been thinking about a lot more. And then just one other thing I have predicted for May. I think the graphic tees are going to be incorporated a lot more. I know we all have graphic tees that we wear around the house, but I think it might become more acceptable to wear them outside the house in a more casual setting. But I think that we can finally start wearing them outside of the house and not feel like a slob. Because I do wear graphic tees outside of the house, but I'm not comfortable when I do it. I'm very aware that I'm dressed all the way down. So I think something we'll see more of is people dressing them up a bit, which is really exciting. I'm excited to see your creativity shine. Those are what we saw in April, what we can expect to see in May. And then there was just one thing that couldn't leave my mind. So this little segment, this little 5-minute blurb is going to be what I want to come back, but I don't think they will. And that's fine. They don't have to. What I want to come back so badly is tank tops. I think we lost the plot on tank tops a little bit, don't you think? The past few summers have been geared more toward crop top, cap sleeve tops, and just short sleeves in general, or tube tops. We've been really big tube top girls lately, huh? So I think we need a tank top resurgence, and I think it's just the natural progression of the current state of fashion. And I don't know, I just think they can look so cool in so many different occasions. Have we just shamed girls out of wearing and showing their shoulders? Has the dress code really done this to us? I remember when I was a kid, layering a tank top over a tank top was the it girl thing to do, and I did it, actually, way too much. I used to do a really thick tank top underneath the spaghetti strap tank top, and I did think I was that girl. It was in middle school. Yeah, I vividly remember like an aqua colored thick tank top underneath, and then a yellow lacy spaghetti strap tank top, and I wore that everywhere. I wore that a lot. I really used and abused that outfit. So that is what I want to come back, maybe like in a fun, different way. I know that the white tank tops, they used to be called wife beaters. I think we're rebranding that name though. I think people have rebranded that. I don't know what the rebranded name is, but I saw some of them last summer, but I didn't see much. So I think this year she'll have her turn to shine. I actually don't think. I am hoping though. I hope she has her time to shine. So those were my trend predictions and just general opinions. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you're excited for in this spring as spring continues to approach us. Let me know your favorite fashion trends that you are hoping to come back or you've seen come back or seen just develop in general. Nothing really has to come back. They could be original for once. But yeah, let me know your thoughts. If you enjoyed, please feel free to follow the show. I have all of our links in the link tree in the show notes. So I hope to see you outside the pod. And until next time, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Bye, guys.